Tuesday evening, Childs High School parents and others on the school's listserv received an email from school principal Joe Burgess. There had been an incident in the school's parking lot. Students toting Confederate flags on their pickup trucks had gotten into an argument with others who disapproved. The students with the flags had been told they could continue flying them as long as it did not cause disruptions. And Burgess says he also sat down to speak with those students.
One of my administrators and I, we actually taught history in the classroom, and we told them that the flag that they're flying is actually a protest flag from the Civil Rights Movement. It's not the one that was even flown on the battlefield in the Civil War. Just gave them all kind of information just to also understand where they were going to be seen at by their peers. That they understood that, you know, many of their peers would not see them the same way after flying those flags.
Burgess says he has not spoken to those students' parents.
And if you looked at me, well, let me see, I'll be careful for saying that. They have not spoken to me. They have not made a point of talking to me. It's always welcome, but also understanding the age of the kids. I'm assuming that the kids have a lot of responsibility in handling it themselves.
I think given the state of the nation as a whole, we're a reflection of that.
That's district spokesman Chris Petley. The Childs incident is not a one-off. A few months ago, students at Sale High School lay down on the school's field and made a human swastika. Petley says the district has noticed an uptick in like incidents, and it's trying to take some action.
And that has actually led us to begin the process of developing a campaign for next year that we will have all year long to focus on the diversity of our school district's makeup and respect, and really work with our students and our administration and staff to embrace that.
Right. When you open up a school, they come from all different parts of the community.
Childs' Burgess has this takeaway from the whole thing.
We may live together, but we don't live together. You know, I mean, there's a difference in that. So, you know, when you have all these people who come from different walks of life, you try to make, you know, put things in perspective. But, you know, you just deal with it as it comes along.
In an unrelated incident, Childs students were told they could receive excused absences from class Wednesday after rumors of a threat began circulating on social media. The Leon County school system is one of nearly two dozen districts in the state where minority students make up the majority of enrollment. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.